Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Please, can that this piano be well tuned? There's so much noise background. We are not just here to make noise, brethren.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Well, it's a solemn assembly. That means that we shouldn't just be here. But brethren, we should be able to recognize that God is here. We're not just here to please ourselves. Amen? You're not just here to please your flesh and jump. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture says that they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not just camp meeting. Let us jive. Hallelujah. And the people that are leading us in worship, they are not entertaining us. Hallelujah. They are not entertaining us. Because if they are entertaining us, that is religion. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We are not here to play religion. We are not here to play religiosity. Hallelujah. It's a solemn assembly. And we're here to worship God. What does scripture say? It does say we enter into his gates with what? And then into his courts with what? And then worship is in the presence of God. So you come in. So it's not just noise. We don't. It is not. We cannot do it so that it will be good. Everybody will be good. We cannot do it so that it will be good. Out of the flesh, nothing good can come out of it. Praise God. We have to do it by the leading and the unction of God's Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I just pray in my heart that every one of us must be careful and conscious. Did you know what made the difference between those other hearts? You know, so I went to sow. What made the difference between these other hearts? The wayside heart, the stony heart, which other heart? The rocky heart, the heart that had thorns, and the good heart. What made the difference, brethren? It just simply that the good hearts, they understood. They heard. All right? And they understood. That's just the difference. They heard the word of the Lord and understood. Praise God. Well, what made even the good heart a group produce 30 fruits? Another group produce 60 fruits. Another group produce 100 fruit. What made that? Even with the good heart, there was a difference. Praise God. The difference, you know, maybe out of the preparation of the soil, out of the diligence they gave to the world. That was what made the difference. Praise God. And brethren, you look at it, there are so many Christians all over the world. So many. We are not the only people. We are not the only people. But brethren, there has to be a difference. Moses told God and said, God, if you don't go with us, don't send us to go alone. Don't send an angel to go with us. Because how will the people know that we are your people if your presence does not go with us? Amen? It's very clear. The only thing that will make a difference between them and between us, between end timers, and between end timers. Brethren, you know there are end timers, and there has to be end timers. Praise God. Hallelujah. The only difference, brethren, is worshiping God in spirit and in truth, in spirit, and you know, we quote these scriptures, but I wonder whether we give God to it. In spirit and in truth. Praise the name of the Lord. That's what will make the difference. Hallelujah. Is God with me? Am I hearing God? Am I striving to obey the will of God? Am I responding to the word of God? Am I making diligence to say,
word.
You know, to say the word and the spirit, come and abide with me. Hallelujah. Am I trying to give my time to it, to break it? That's what will make the difference, brethren. There's nothing else. Nothing else. There are end timers and there are end timers. Are you end timer? Are you among the end timer? Or are you among the end timers? Hallelujah. Brother, it is not enough that we have the knowledge of the things that God is saying. It's not just enough, brethren. It's not just enough. The word must become flesh. The word must change me, brethren. There must be a change in my life. He said that's a mystery. It is a mystery that the word became flesh. It's a mystery. And every one of us have the opportunity. Every soil has the opportunity when the seed falls on the word, on the soil. Every soil has the same opportunity, brethren, to bring forth fruit, is it not? But unfortunately, there were those that the seed just fell, birds of the air just came and picked it. There were other soil, it didn't fell, the thing didn't even have root. When the word comes, small root, they are joyful, they jump around, good. But when little trials and temptation come, they chicken out. The other ones, cares and worries. What we will eat, what we will drink, trouble is from the enemy. He troubles us so that he will choke the word, and the word will die. Thank God for the true hearts. Thank God for the good soil. But even among the good soils, brethren, there were those who brought 30-fold, those who are just satisfied. There were those who brought 60-fold. Thank God for those who brought what? 100-fold. That should be our focus. That should be our vision. Praise the name of the Lord. God, I led in my heart, brethren, this morning again to talk about religion. That is what will make the difference. There's so much religion. So much religion. If you come to a place and you settle, I'm born again, and you settle there and you're moving around, born again, evangelism, you settle there. The more you settle there, brethren, it turns to religion. You begin to have a form of godliness, but there won't be any power in it. Born again, and you say, that is the ultimate. Yes. Well, I don't know, but you will enter because of the blood and all that. Are you satisfied with just entering? You come to Pentecost, you stay there. You're satisfied with the miracles. Ozubo, people are all over. That is not the ultimate. You already know you are tabernacle people. There's so much of tabernacle knowledge we have. So you already know that if you stay too long in that holy place, it's coming to a time where either you move forward or you move back. There's no staying there. It's not a permanent place. Well, you are Bible people, you know, Revelation people. You know that's why there is living in that place. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want us to talk a little bit about religion today, because I see in the spirit so much religion among God's people all over. And it's creeping in. I should say it has crept in. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can we sing that song again? I want to see, not just because of the melody, but do you really want to see Israel marching? Hallelujah. Do you want to hear the trumpet call? Do you want to really see Babylon. When you talk of religion, religion has to do with Babylon falling. You want to see Babylon falling? Hallelujah. Can we just sing it? Hallelujah. We'll sing it. We'll sing it together. Let it come from, let it be a declaration to God, and let God hear us. Hear your heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to see. Or can somebody? I want to hear the trumpet sound. I want to climb
Zion mountain.
Maybe we can leave.
I want to see the great Babylon fall. I want to see Jesus reigning on King David's royal throne. Oh, wouldn't it be a glorious sight to see when Zion comes marching? I want to see, I want to see Israel marching. I want to hear the trumpet sound. I want to hear Zion mountain. I want to see great Babylon fall. I want to see Jesus reigning on King David's royal throne. Oh, wouldn't it be a glorious sight to see when Zion comes marching?
Want to see Jesus reigning. There's a throne, like we are told. Within our souls, there's an altar. There's a throne. Jesus wants to reign. I want to see Jesus reigning on King David's royal throne. Not in Jerusalem. The throne that is in my heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Can we just pray? Father, we just don't want to just be excited by what we will hear. We just don't want to hear new knowledge. We just don't want our heads to be filled up with new knowledge. Get excited and go out, Lord, without being able to understand what you're saying to us at this time. Not only understanding, oh God, but Lord, it will touch our hearts, open our eyes, and cause us, oh God, to do something about our condition, about our state. Lord, that you may have mercy on us. We know you're working in us. You're the one who works in us, both to will and to do of your good pleasure. Father, we pray that this afternoon, dear Lord, the spirit of your word will touch us. Not because, Father, I'm the one bringing it. We pray, Lord, that your word would come to us by your spirit. Lord, that you, by your word, will bring a conviction. Lord, that this word will not bring condemn, will not condemn anyone, because you didn't come to condemn the world, but you came that the world might be saved. Father, this is our prayer. Lord, that this word we will hear, you speak to us this afternoon, and the ones you speak to us, Lord, in the hours and the days to come, Lord, will make an impact in our life. Lord, that the mystery of the word becoming flesh will be all our experiences. That we will not be the same as we came back there, Lord. Father, this is our prayer. This is our prayer, Lord. We ask for the Spirit of the Almighty God to hover amongst us. Oh God, as you spoke your word and said, let there be light, and there was light. As the prophet prophesied about Jesus, his seed, and by the mystery of God, the outward became flesh, and men saw him. And Lord, it was written down for us.
and your and we are getting a revelation of it, and we know beyond every human doubt that Jesus is with us. Well, that we will have the mystery of the reality of this world and the presence of Jesus in our midst this afternoon. Father, this is our prayer. It's our humble prayer. Help us. Help our humanity. Help our carnality, dear Lord. Father, this is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Please don't watch out my mannerism. You know, everyone will have manners. He doesn't move his hand well. Don't look at my grammar. Don't speak grammar. Just listen. You will hear something. You know, as God uses the vessel, what is coming out is kind of mixed. But I pray that everyone else will hear the voice of the Spirit, what God is saying to you. My desire is that this little word that we will share together will touch your life. Hallelujah. Don't let yourself be distracted. Don't let the Spirit come into your heart and peep and mutter and criticize. Hallelujah. But just open your heart. Let God help us to hear Him speak to us this afternoon. In the name of the Lord. Amen. I want to read two main scriptures that will form the basis of this little word that we'll share together. First of all, let's look at John chapter 4. Let's just listen to the reading of the word alone can minister to you, even if I don't say anything. So let's just listen to it. I read from verse 4. Well, you know, this scripture is about Jesus meeting that woman at the well. You know, so I'm just starting from verse 4 of it. It says, and okay, let's look at from verse 5. Start from verse 5. So Jesus, you know, after ministering, Jesus was hungry. Well, they thought he was hungry, but even in his hunger, there was something he saw in the Spirit. There was somebody he wanted to minister to. So in that verse 5 says, then came he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Hallelujah. Just because of time, let's just go down to verse 21. Okay, sorry. Let's just take it so that we'll be able to connect. Let's go to verse 6. And Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, "Give me to drink." Give me some water to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy some meat, to buy some food. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, "How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?" Maybe the way Jesus was dressing. So he just knew that Jesus, because of the manner he was dressing, you know, was a Jew. So he said, "Why are you asking me, a Gentile, a sinner, to give you water? For the Jews have no dealing with the Samaritans." Jesus answered and said unto her, "If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that said to thee, 'Give me to drink,' thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water." The woman said unto him, "Sir, thou hast nothing to draw, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water?" Praise God. The woman was thinking on the carnal level, you know.
But Jesus was thinking of a living water, all right, that is spiritual. And art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof, himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into eternal life. Praise God. That is this water that Jesus is talking about. It's not the water that you take and then you begin to thirst. After this, you take again and begin to thirst. But this is the water, when you take it, you will not thirst again. Rather, it will be springing forth from you to water other people. It's my life. It's your life. Bringing out a spring of water that refreshes people. Or is your life all dry? Rather, your thirsty life will now drag and sap people's life. That's a question we need to look at ourselves. Ask ourselves. Praise the name of the Lord. The woman said unto him, sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come thither to draw. You see, Jesus has already, you know, wetted his heart. I pray that the words that we will hear, the one we had in the morning, was supposed to wet our thirst. And when we hear these words, and truly if they are from God, brethren, it should wet our souls and make us to desire him more. That's how he used to be at the beginning, is it not? Amen. I want a response. If it's not, tell me no, it's not. Rabbi will say, if it's not, what do you say? You say, oh yeah. Oh me. But it is. Brethren, let us answer. That's how it used to be before. We hear the word, and brethren, there is a thirst. You want more. You go and search. Is it not true, brethren? When you are born again, you search the scriptures. You wanted to know more. When you catch a revelation, it's just like a little child, a little baby. Praise God. Little baby that is born. You know, the baby will try. If baby manages to learn, be able to make a sound, the baby will just become excited. Hallelujah. I know mothers will know. You notice that the baby will now, it will become a routine. You'll be screaming all over the place. You wonder, that baby has learned a sound. Hallelujah. But when baby grows up, it's a sound I already know. Praise the name of the Lord. Mothers, you agree with me now, encourage me. It's not true. A baby just marries and gets up and takes one step. Hey, he looks around. And takes the second step. He looks around. The next time he finds the baby will just get up and he will just move. He fall, he just get up and fall. But you find out that's how it's supposed to be with us, brethren. Hallelujah. Our hearts should be excited. And I pray that in the end time, this end time, so-called end time, not so-called, but the end time in which we are in, brethren, that the hearts of God's people will be excited by the word of God while we're here. That the Spirit will excite our hearts. That the word will become sweet to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We'll say, Lord, give me this water that I may not thirst again. Hallelujah. I pray that there will be a thirst in our hearts today. Hallelujah. As we hear the word, remember, the man who had one talent and buried it. Even that which he had was taken away from it, from him, is it not? But the man who had his own talent and used it and searched it, more would be given to the person. Brethren, we don't need to be dormant. I'm talking about religion. Do you know one thing with God's people? We are becoming too lazy. We want somebody to go and burn the midnight oil.
and come and preach the word to us. That is how, brethren, we become denominationalized. That is how people are fleecing God's people outside. Because nobody wants to work. Nobody wants... The Israel wanted a king because they wanted to be like others. They wanted a king that will fight their battle. They wanted a king that will lead them. A king that will go and find out from God and tell them and all that. Brethren, that is religion. I hope and wish that God's people, the end time people that we are not getting to that state, brethren. Praise the name of the Lord. We are all priests. Are we not all priests? Don't we all have access to God's presence? Why are we looking up a pastor then? Why are you wanting a pastor to come and lead you and tell you, Pastor, pray for me, brethren, pray for me, pray for me. That is religion. Instead of moving forward, we are hiding under the shadow. Hiding under somebody's shadow. Instead of hiding under God's shadow, we are hiding under God's, shadow. Yes, God appoints ministries. He says, He has given these apostles, prophets, that for the perfecting of the saints. Say, every joint supply it. Is it not true? Did I quote it right? Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that God will incite us today, brethren. There is no pastor. There is no. It's only the great shepherd I will have, Jesus. Every one of us has access to him. When he resurrected, what did he do? He tore the veil. Amen? As he resurrected, the veil in the temple tore. You, every one of us, we all have access into God's presence. This is not true. And it wasn't done this way. So that you will bend. Maybe only the tallest people can, the shortest people will see through. The tall people will not be able to see through. No. It all is this way. So that everybody can have access. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It is religion for you and for me not to make effort to get to know God for myself. It is religion for me to make a pastor or to look up to somebody. It's religion. All of us will have access. God said we should all come. Come to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. We all have different times of need. Every one of us, that word is for every one of us. It's not for a particular people. Praise the name of the Lord. The other day we were just going, you say, towards which time? Every Saturday, you go for confession. Go for confession. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I stole. You say, okay. They say, pray the rosary 3 times. Pray is reason. Then they pour you holy water. You're cleansed. You go prepare to take Holy Communion on Sunday. Then Monday, you continue your sinning way. Hallelujah. Then at the end of the year, I say, there's the one say, if you pay money, you know, for the bigger cleansing. You pay some money for the bigger cleansing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Brethren, that is religion. The highest order. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Give me this water that I may not thirst again. Give me this water. Jesus just gave me a foretaste. I pray that the words that God will speak to us these days will not only be just the final thing, that it will trigger something in our lives. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will raise us up. Brethren, we're on the third day. My desire is, let there be a revival in our hearts. Let there be a raising up. Let there be a renewal. Let there be a refreshing. Let there be a cleansing. Let there be something new done in your life. Something you can hold. Something new. Those days when the word comes,
You feel something in your heart. Those days, you know, I've submitted myself to a person that has the anointing. And the person laid hands on me. Hallelujah. I didn't fall. But I saw something happen in my spirit. I saw a lightness. Something lifted from me. And my life was never the same. I remember it. I'm just saying it. I remember it today. My little years on earth here, I remember it. But this is when they lay your hands on you. Even the anointing will even push you down. You fall. You get up. You clean yourself. And you go back. Nothing. 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 There are two things people can give as reason for that. Either the hand that was the anointing was not the right one, or the other one, it will be from you. Hallelujah. Let there be a revival in our heart. This woman, there was a revival in her heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let this cloak of religion that does not change, the cloak of religion that massages the soul, it massages you. Pride comes, arrogance, it massages you. You feel good. Have you seen somebody? The Bible talks about a proud look. Have you read it? Proud. When you say pride, do you see pride? Amen. Who has seen pride before? But pride works in somebody, is it not? You see the people of the world, when somebody is proud, he's walking like this. Amen. You know that there's something that is made. You know, when people touch, you take your long sleeve or your etibo and take it to the washerman and he touches it. Is it not? When you wear it, it's standing like this. You're walking. There's something that is holding it, is it not? The Bible talks about a proud look. Hallelujah. When he's moving, there is this touch of pride that is holding him. This one, nobody needs to tell you that there's something inside that they push him up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. We want God to take away there's a cloak of religion. You see a religious person, you know. The only way you cannot know is if yourself you're religious. When you see a religious person, he will know. But looking at the person physically, there's no difference, brethren. He will talk the talk you talk. Is it not? He will even sing much, much more than every other person. Much more than you. Hallelujah. You know, these days you have this song, gospel singers. Hallelujah. They will sing. You know the one that are singing that the Spirit is in the world. But you know the other one that are singing because God has given them beautiful voices and it's empty. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see a religious minister, when he's ministry, you know, just where is this? Somebody will say, on a lighter note, if he buys a new shoe, you say, you know, he kick the devil like this. He's showing his shoe. He kicks him, kicks the devil. You understand? Hallelujah. I have 1,000 take 1,000 members. Cathedral. Religion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, religion, the only difference, like David said, the only difference is if God is with me, if the Spirit of God is with me, brethren, that is the only difference. There's a very thin line between worshiping God and doing your own thing as a religious person. I just pray that as this woman was excited, we'll be excited. We'll want this water. Jesus said unto her in verse 16, "Go, call your husband and come thither." You see the difference? I want this water. I want this water. I want this water. Go call your husband The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said. Jesus knew immediately that he was telling the truth. She told the truth because she wanted something that is precious and eternal. She told the truth. He says, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidest thou truly. Hallelujah. If we want this touch of God, if our hearts are excited, God's Spirit will make a demand in our lives. Hallelujah. And we must tell the truth if we want this living water. She must tell the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. The woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Praise the name of the Lord. Because Jesus revealed that. You know, there are a lot of people who are going around here saying they are prophet, 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 prophet. But those prophets, 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 the only thing they are doing is to bring you to the point where you submit to them. Lie down, eat grass, drink poison, do this one. In fact, they will say, kneel down, you carry me like a donkey. That's a prophet. That's not the prophet. That's not a true prophet. A true prophet, prophets that will say, bring money. Hallelujah. A true prophet tells you about the condition of your soul. The true word of God tells you about the condition of your soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me that the hour cometh when ye shall neither. That's the crux of the matter. Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of salvation is of us. We are born again. Hallelujah. And we should know what we worship. Do you know what you worship? Do you know Jesus? Do you have a personal experience with him? Do you know how he talks to you? Have you heard his voice? Oh, maybe you want to, I'm Jesus, I'm speaking to you. That's not. Has your soul heard his voice? Yes, you have, if you're born again. Hallelujah. When the word came to you, you said, to all who believe, you gave your life to him. Hallelujah. The blood, his blood atoned for you. You became a new child. You became born again. Hallelujah. Then you can call him Abba Father. Do you still hear his voice now? Can you still call him Abba Father? Intimately. Can you still run to him? Is there a personal, intimate relationship between you and him right now? Do you commune with him? I'm not talking about, maybe, yes. Thank God for the time, quiet time. You must have quiet time. Thank God for the time of fellowship. You come together. Do you know Jesus is here? And what he says to one, he says to all. You must hear him for yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, time has come. He said, you worship what you know not. We know what we worship. Can you say, I know what I worship? I know that Jesus is Lord. When you are faced with a situation, you come to a crossroad, you just hear his nudging. Yes, you can hear, brethren. We can hear him. Hallelujah. 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 He said he is the one who works in you, who is working in you, both to will, even the willingness that you have, is the one who is working out. He's the one who works in you both to do. So whatever thing you're able to do for the Lord, don't think that it's by your strength and power. He is the one who is working out in you. And many a times, brethren, we just push away the unction of God. We grieve the Spirit of God. Say, so we should not grieve him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do our own thing. We want to go our own way. That is the basic human nature that is in us. And that is what they say, rebellion. I want to see Israel marching, wants to see Babylon. Babylon speaks of religion. And brethren, it is the backbone of religion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We must know, you must know who you worship. Everyone here, we call ourselves Christians and we are born again. You must know that you know that you know who you're worshiping. In your way of life, you must know and be persuaded of the fact that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must know that there is a reward for the sacrifices and the suffering, so-called sufferings we are going through at this time. Hallelujah. For the persecutions we are going through. Hallelujah. And this knowledge, brethren, should be a strength for us, brethren, to walk straight, to make sacrifices, and to enjoy it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, any other thing is that we have stopped and we are just moving around in religion. Shortly, I will tell you what religion is, what it really means. 25, it says, but the hour and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in what? In spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. Do you know? So the Spirit of the Lord is moving around, just hovering over us right now, seeking for those whose hearts are perfect towards him to show himself strong on their behalf. God is looking at our hearts. We human beings, earthly people, cannot be. We look at faces. Praise God. You look at faces. Somebody, if I wave my hands very well and all that, you say, oh, this brother, he's in the spirit. He loves God. But God is looking at the heart. Praise God. You remember Samuel, even the great prophet, when he wanted to anoint David, the elder brother came, he picked up the cup to anoint. He said, no. Not that person. The elder brother was tall, huge, with muscle, you know, with aura, will make a good king. You know, there are pastors, you know, they trimmed their shape very, very well. They put tight, and when they are moving, people want handsome pastors to be their minister. Is not? Who would not want a handsome pastor to this? So, such people, you see, people just go. They follow them because he's handsome. So the prophet saw, and when he saw that man, he went, oh, that's man of God. God said, no. The second person came, he said, okay, this one is even too, who can, he said, no. Go and call that rugged shepherd boy. He came and Saul just looked at him, said, that's my man. Anoint him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brent, you know that popular adage, they say, it is not what glitters. Anything that glitters is what? Gold. God's people, we need to begin to walk by the Spirit. It says that those that worship Him must worship Him what? In spirit and in truth. It is, we have come to a time, brethren, it is not or there that we should worship Christ. It is not here or there. You know, it's not the place where you say, oh, big temple, big houses and all that, that we should worship God. That they that worship Him must worship Him what? In spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking for such. May God find me as one of those. May God find us as one of those who worship Him what? In spirit and in the Lord. Hallelujah. Who will not want to be among us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nobody. We all want to be among those who worship Him in spirit and in truth. Brethren, this religious activity must stop. This is the time, like our brother was sharing in the morning, that we have come to this place of separation. Hallelujah. Separation when the foolish virgins will be thrown out, will not enter. This religious activity in my life must stop, brethren. It must stop. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If we say we know God, and we have been growing, you've known Him for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, genuinely you've known Him, you come to Him by faith, hallelujah, then the religious activity must stop. The craftiness must stop. The untruthfulness must stop. The lying must stop. Hallelujah. We must know that He sees our hearts. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm just glad to, you know, to let us read this one. Psalm 139.
Hallelujah. Can we get Psalm 139? O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, my uprising. Thou understandest my thoughts afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, Thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid Thy hands upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. Whither shall I go from Thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from Thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, Thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, Thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, even there shall Thy hand lead me, and Thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, I paraphrase, even my sins, even the night shall be light before me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the light shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. For thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being imperfect, and in thy book
all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when I said there was none of them. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. Surely thou wilt slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, ye bloody men. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thy enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate, O Lord, that hate thee? And am not I grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Really? Search me. Can we read that together? Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me. And lead me. Friend, that's God. That is the God. He knows us inside out. And he's interested in my soul. All his activities, all his passion, all his desire is to save my soul. No wonder Paul just exclaimed, say, we are not of them that draw back unto perdition. I am not of them that draw back unto perdition. We are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God is seeking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse 24, which is the last verse I want to read from that passage. It says, God is what? A spirit, and they that worship him, or do what? Worship him in spirit and in truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The Spirit is drawing, God is drawing us. He said, my people, I want you to worship me in spirit and in truth. Cast off those lies. Cast off, let me cast off those deception. Those secret things. He knows them anyway. Hallelujah. We can only have a refreshing. We can only have his touch. We can only have a jerk. You know, when a battery is down, what do? You bring another battery and you contact it. It jerks the battery and the car starts running. We can only have a jerk. Brethren, our battery is down. The battery of end timers is down. And we're just moving around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants a people who worship him in spirit and in truth. He's seeking for such people. I pray that God will make me one of such people. Hallelujah. 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 Religion kills. Religion massages you. Massages the soul, and the soul gets fat and feels good and feels comfortable. And you know when they're talking about sacrifice, it says even the fat is burnt unto the Lord. Religion is deadly. Religion is God's instrument to first of all inactivate the Christian, the end timers, and finally kill them. Remember, Scripture says he does what? He comes to do what? To steal. To do what? To kill. And then to do what? To destroy. He doesn't just do it like that. He quietly, oh, you're good. You're feeling good. Oh my God, you love God. Oh, this thing you're doing is fine. Oh, you sure? You know? You come out as I'm preaching. I'm feeling good, brethren. But God help me. So After I preach to others, I will not be a castaway. There are religious activities that feel good. The Pharisees, they are a perfect example of religious people. They pray 3 times a day. Friend, I'm not saying, don't let the enemy tell you that I'm saying that quiet time, afternoon prayer, evening prayer is against it. Don't let me tell you that say, oh, you must be in the spirit to come to fellowship. Oh, I don't feel like praying today. I don't feel like praying today. I don't feel like, I don't have the unction of the spirit to read the Bible today. Rebuke the devil. But brethren, the Pharisees were a religious people. That's what is known as religious prayer. They keep their time. They pray 3 times every day. They give alms. Religious alms given. Hallelujah. They move around with big robes or rabbi. If you don't greet them, you're in trouble. The bishops, you call the bishop brother. He will just look at you. I'm a bishop. Who has experienced that? A friend you knew. Maybe when you were together in school, secondary school, he becomes a bishop now. You call, oh no, hello, brother A. He just looks at you. He steps down. He won't greet you. He says, I'm a bishop. Hallelujah. They come in, everybody rises. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray a fine word. Oh, they clap for you as they clap for tenants. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, that religious man saw the man who was going from Jerusalem to sit down. What did he do? He said, this man will defile me. He just went. In fact, he made like this. And then, he didn't mind the fireman because he was going to what? He was going to service. The Pharisees are a perfect example of religious people. No wonder God said, what are you Pharisees and scribes? Jesus was not rebuking the people, but he was rebuking the spirit of religion that was in them. Hallelujah. God hates religion. Religion kills. Religion will kill the move of God. Religion will kill the activity of God in our lives. The religious will beef up the soul. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, we have to hate everything that is religion. Everything we must do for God must be in spirit and in truth. Ask me, you ask me, say, how will I do it? Go to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. The object of religion is the flesh. Praise the name of the Lord. In the flesh, when you talk about a proud man, a proud look, the look is in the flesh, is not? Hello? Am I putting you to sleep? Hello? Amen. But he said, we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set me free and set us free. Praise the name of the Lord. Enough of this jiving in religion. Enough of the activities of religion. Religion will take us nowhere. God wants us to move forward. And in fact, brethren, you see, when he says the last days, brethren, is a span. It's a season. It's a time. Times. It's not only a day. We come together every year, camp meeting, every year camp meeting, the assignment, every year camp meeting. It comes and goes, comes and goes, comes and goes. Fire is lit and go back, it quenches. And all. Friend, there must be a revival. There must be a change. There must be a lifting up. No, there are those who are dead. If I was in a situation where they were singing this song and say, Father, waking me. Somebody said, I'm not there. I'm not sleeping. Hallelujah.
He says, they would raise them up. When somebody is dead, he said, and he's raised up. When you pray for somebody who maybe is dead, and he begins to breathe, begins to breathe, and opens his eye, there's a great excitement, is it not? Oh, he's awake. Oh, he's awake. His pulse starts coming. Oh, he's awake, but he's still lying down. There must be, brethren, a revival. There must be a raising up. Hallelujah. Whatever condition we are, I just pray that God will be able to touch our hearts. It's not in the flesh. It's not in your hearing me. But God will be able to touch my heart. The word of God will touch my heart. And something will happen in my soul. And there will be a revival. There will be a change that will come in my own soul. You know, as God uses me as a vessel to share in our souls. That it will never be the same, brethren. That my life will never be the same. Proposing I had that my life. That woman said, give me of this water. God is seeking for those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Ephesians 5. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5, let's read from 22. Hallelujah. This one is about husband and wife, this passage. But by the time I read it through, you'll be able to understand why we are reading that passage. Say, wives, submit unto your own husbands, and as unto the Lord. You say, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Hallelujah. In other words, Christ gave himself willingly, not out of any force. He wasn't forced to do that. And why? Why did Christ do that? Why did Christ die for me? Why did Christ die for us? Why did Christ give his life for me when I was yet sinner? He says in 26, that he might do what? Sanctify it. That he might sanctify it. That's hallow it. Make it holy. Hallelujah. And cleanse it. Clean it up. Hallelujah. Because it was there was death on it. Purge it. Purify it. Make it clean. That is why Jesus gave himself to us. Hallelujah. With the washing of the water. What is the water? Water of the word. The scripture that we have is used to wash us. Water by the word. 27, it says, that he might present it unto himself, what? A glorious church, a gorgeous, honorable church. Hallelujah. Not having any what? Spot or wrinkle or any such thing as spot or wrinkle, but that it should be holy and without what? Blemish. He says, so ought men to love their wives, even as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife, loveth himself. Praise God. Jesus gave himself us as his church. Why? Because
He wants to purify us. Jesus has an interest in you because he wants to present us unto himself. So he has an interest in you. So, brethren, when I'm rebellious and disobedient and don't give attention and submit to God in obedience, I'm being selfish. Hallelujah. You know, at times, Jesus has an interest. He has something at stake in us. That is why he's paying the price. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we make him a liar. If we say we have no sin, we make him a liar. Somebody who laid down his life for me. He has a stake in me. He has a stake in you. I'm led to speak to husbands. Your wife has a stake in you. Hallelujah. The wives, your husband has a stake in you. We cannot afford to do your own thing anyway. Many of us at times we are selfish. Are thinking, oh, me. Children are the people who are me. Children will only think of themselves. Hallelujah. So, if we as Christians continue to be children, that is why we only think of ourselves. That's why the carnality has the upper hand. Selfishness, self-aggrandizement, conceit, self-preservation, self. The person who thinks of self, brethren, is a baby. A Christian who is thinking of self, no matter the age, is still a baby in the Lord. A church that is thinking of itself, its comfort, you want rug, AC must be there, you're thinking of your church, you're thinking of my church and all that, brethren, it's a carnal baby church that is not going to make progress in any way. It's not thinking of the interest of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord has an interest in us. Jesus has an interest in us. God is not a bad investor. If God is blessing you, you know he's doing it for himself. He's doing it for a purpose. Hallelujah. The other way, if God is letting you pass through what you call trials or tribulation, he has a stake in it because he wants to glorify himself in you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So God is interested in us, brethren. Hallelujah. God is interested in you. Praise the name of the Lord. And we must get this point that we cannot do things anyhow. I bring it down to the body. Hallelujah. You don't own yourself. The Bible says the woman does not own himself. The man does not own himself. You're one body. Praise the name of the Lord. The body to which you belong is interested in you. So you cannot treat the body you belong to anyhow because they have an interest. It is not only you. I don't feel like coming to church. I don't feel like doing that. It is not only you. Hallelujah. If you say you are the eye, I'm not part of the body, does that make you not to be part of the body? Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, as we become part of the body and get committed to the body, brethren, we share in the blessings of the body. Praise the name of the Lord. But when we separate ourselves, brethren, everything that comes to the body will not get to you. And then you'll cry. Praise the name of the body. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, Jesus wants to present you and me and us to himself. Hallelujah. As a bride without spot.
or wrinkle.
Praise the name of the Lord. So, brethren, we cannot afford to live carelessly. Living carelessly means rebellion. Living in religion means rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Religion will not bring us to God. Religion will not perfect our souls. Remember that song we used to sing? I want to be his what? Dwelling place. Praise the name of the Lord. Being religious will not. Remember? Scripture says that all our righteousness are like filthy rags before him. I try to explain. Anything that is done out of the spirit is religious. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So these are the basic two main scriptures that I wanted to read. So I'll just go fast. I don't know what time do I have? What's the time? Because I have to stop by 12. 30 minutes, okay. 30 minutes. Praise the name of the Lord. I've talked about the Pharisees. Pharisees are a pure symbol of a religious people. And can we look at Matthew 5:20 quickly? Matthew 5:20. For I say unto you that except your righteousness exceed those of the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now that's scripture. Well, let's look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. And let's just read that verse 5 there. 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'll just read one verse there. It says, the people, they have, Paul was telling, you know, was writing to Timothy, and he told him that there's a people that do what? Have a form of godliness, but do what? Denying the power thereof. This is simple. There's a form of godliness. When you say, oh, this is a good, you know, people say, this is a godly man. There are people who don't even know Christ. They're not born again. They're nowhere close to the blood. But you call them, this is a good man. Is it not? It's a good man. But when you confront them with the gospel, that Jesus died for you, say, why do I need Jesus? They're good people. They have a form of godliness, but they don't have the power. They are just good people. They will help people. They are philanthropists. They send people to school. They help widows. They do that. But they live in immorality. They live in rebellion. They steal government money. So this man is a philanthropist. Oh, he trained people in school and all that. Where did he get the money? He stole it. They have a form of godliness. They are gentle. They are very, very, very gentle. But go to their house in the secret place. They have a secret room in their house. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. So brethren, we are not looking at the form. Hallelujah. The form that we want will be a form that comes within, not from outward. The Bible talks about the Pharisees, that they are whitest sepulchres. They paint the outside, garnish the outside, but the inside is rotten. Praise the name of the Lord. We are not going to be like them. God does not want us to be like them. One example that just came to me is Saul. Saul and Paul. They are the same person, is not? Saul was a religious man. Was he not? Very religious man. In fact, what he was doing, he did it well. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees. He caught the Christians, put them in prison. In fact, worked tirelessly for the Jewish religion. But he did it in ignorance. He was deceived. I pray that none of us will be deceived here.
Because, brethren, this time in which we are in is a time of what? Great deception. There's so much deception that is going on. And when you say deception, deception is from the soul. Hallelujah. Somebody is doing something, he doesn't know that he's deceived. But the Bible says that for the elect's sake, it's impossible to deceive the elect. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a great deception, but the elect shall not be deceived. Say amen to that. So if we say great deception, everybody will, no. I will not be deceived. You will not be deceived. God has made provision for that. A man who sets his heart right, who is worshiping God in spirit and in truth, looking inward, inside his heart, can never be deceived. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 So Paul was a religious man, but when Jesus confronted him, he changed from a religious man to become a spiritual man. Praise the name of the Lord. The difference between a religious man and a spiritual man is that a spiritual man worships God in spirit and in truth. He looks inward. Hallelujah. He sacrifices from inside. Praise God. Hallelujah. He believes that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And brethren, that is faith. That is faith. I know. Hallelujah. O King, I'm standing and telling you that I will not worship your God. I will not worship your God. I don't care what you do. But this God that I serve, I know that he will deliver me. But even if he does not deliver me, I would rather fall into the hands of the living God than worship your God. Because I know this God. If he does not deliver me, I know it is for my good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to come. God is calling to come to that place of rugged faith. And I call it fourth dimension faith. Where no matter what is happening to you, brethren, we don't grumble. Because I know that God is in charge. Praise God. And God loves such people. Hallelujah. When the three Hebrew men stood, did God sit by? He didn't sit by. He jumped in. And when they looked at it, they saw four people. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my anointed, God commands. And do my prophet no harm. Touch not the apple of my eyes. Hallelujah. Brethren, that is the reality of God that a spiritual person, Christian, has to know. That's where we have to come to. We have to stop all this playing. You know, religion is a play. Religion is an act. The religious person is acting out Christianity. You see, Nollywood, Hollywood, and all that. When you watch those films, you know, at times you watch those films, comedies, you know, some people will be watching and they'll be crying and shedding tears, you know, and all that. They're watching the comedy. It's an act. Praise the name of the Lord. How I used to do my own. When you're watching Nigerian football, Nigeria is losing. When Nigeria loses, your sleep that day is, in fact, you don't sleep well. You get so sad. People fight. You know, homes are scattered. Because when I watch, Nigeria is losing. At times, I would just get up and go and drink water. I say, oh, it is just football. Nothing will spoil. Hallelujah. But you can't act Christianity because something will spoil. Hallelujah. Something will spoil. Something that is of eternity that cannot be repaired. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, let me just make a little bit so. We are tabernacle people. We are tabernacle people. There is the outer court. There is the holy place. There is the holy of holies, brethren. Isn't that true? Yes. The baptism, praise God for that revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, no, sorry, Martin Luther, you must be born again by the blood. Thank
Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. He settles there. Must be born again by the blood. Evangelism, evangelical and all that. They settle there and form there and move around. And then built a doctrine around it and it became what? Religion. It is there are people who are there who are holding so hard, so strong to the tenet of that outer court, but they're not born again. The blood becomes common. It turned out to become religion. Then the other one were able to step in. They stepped in Pentecost. Oh, Pentecost. Pentecost became everything. Revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, the gift of the Spirit. Thank God for the gift of the Spirit. Thank God for the blood. They're all relevant. Hallelujah. They're like conditionalities you meet because without the blood, you cannot cross the veil. That veil. There's a veil there. The first veil. Without the cross, without the blood, you cannot enter. Without the sacrifice of Jesus, without the blood, you cannot enter. But even if you get the blood and you refuse to enter and stand there, it becomes religion. And it's not because you have entered the outer court, so automatically you are in the holy place. No way. It doesn't work like that. You enter the holy place, you are partaking of the gift of the Spirit, you have received miracles, you are in revelation, you are given understanding and all that, you stay there and you jump around it. There are many who have gotten there and they're operating their brethren, they are dying. It has become a religion. The doctrine has become a religion. It's not impacting their lives in any way. So that stands still. God help us not to be among such people. Hallelujah. And then God has told us several times, we are just there. You have the altar of incense. You know, these things sound like big, this thing. You enter, God says, offer yourself, you go back. Many of us, we come here, we put one leg inside, we put God's presence, we run back. Because I am not ready. You are not ready to make the sacrifice. Well, it is God that works in us, both to will and to do. But my own part is to yield to God. Let it be unto me according to your word. If I perish, I perish. Hallelujah. We must deny self and take up our cross, brethren, and follow him. That is where we are. We must move forward. If we don't move forward, brethren, religion will kill us. Our souls are getting fattened, so fattened that we are taking pride in this state. What I'm sharing now, is it new? Is anything new? Is there anything that you have never had before? In fact, we can even pick up what I've said. I can expand it. Another person can expand it. And it becomes... But brethren, we must move forward. We must give ourselves. Religion will kill us. Religious activities have no meaning. Brethren, if the Spirit of God does not give it life, that there's no unction. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just read Isaiah 4. I just hope I will end with that. Isaiah 4. Let's read. I read from verse 1.
And in that day, seven women shall take hold of one man, saying, we will eat our own bread. You know, there are people that say they gather men who will preach what they want to hear. There are prosperity churches. Go there. People who want prosperity are flocking to that place. That's what they want to hear. Hallelujah. There are areas where it is healing and miracles. Everybody who wants to go there is flocking there. The Ozubo, the instant. Because there are some churches where you go to and you have only women. The population of women is almost 98-99%. Women who want husbands, women who want marriages, women who want one thing or the other. In fact, they specialize in women
women needs. They are specialized. They only want, they eat what they want.
I want to answer his name. You are answering a Christian. Christ's name. I'm born again. We are born again.
But they eat their own thing. Thank God here, God has helped us. We don't employ our own pastors. There are churches where pastors, before they employ you, they interview you and ask you, what is your major? Which area do you major in? Is it in prosperity? Or is it miracle? Or what, they employ you?
Well, I'm saying this, well, by the Spirit. I'm not saying it because I've seen, but I'm thinking that at times, there are some churches who have 2-3 pastors. One majors in teaching of the day. You understand? Another one majors in prosperity, and another one is majoring in miracle.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my heart, am I saying I want to be a Christian? I want to be an end timer, but I will eat what I want to eat. When something, no other food is coming, I throw it away. Ah, immediately that one that I want to hear comes to my mind. Oh, I jump up, and then you have a cluster of people's brethren who are clustering because they believe in a particular thing.
May God help us. Brethren, that is religion.
So they take hold of one man saying, we eat our own bread, and say they wear their own apparel. They decide what righteous, their own righteousness is all about. Praise God. God was talking to us about garments. That man that came in was wearing his own garment, was thrown out.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The foundation of God's house standeth sure, did not know those who are his. Let any man that nameth the name of the Lord do what? Depart from evil. God's righteousness we cannot choose it. Our own righteousness are like filthy rags. God has his own standard by his word, brethren. So we cannot decide we want to wear our own apparel and answer the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You cannot decide to eat your own bread. Hallelujah. Cannot decide to wear my own apparel and say, only let me be called by your name to take away my reproach.
Praise the name of the Lord. Let it not be that my being among the end timers be, oh, so that they will say, oh, he's belonging. What is your purpose? What is my purpose for being here? Hallelujah. I bring it down. What is your purpose for coming to this camp meeting? I say to the fathers, what is your purpose for coming to this camp meeting? I'm led to say to the mothers, what is your purpose for coming here? Hallelujah. To the young people, to the young adults, what is your purpose for coming here? The young people, why are you here? It's we'll meet. Because by the word of the Lord, say we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see the day of the Lord approaching. God told us, say, no more camp meeting this year. No camp meeting. We'll keep it. But brethren, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me assess my Christianity. You assess your Christianity. You just want to answer the name, Christian. You just want to answer the name, I'm born again. You just want to answer the name, I'm baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. What is your desire? You want that water? Lord, give me that water that I may drink and thirst no more. Is this word, is it speaking something to your heart? Is your heart being agitated? Hallelujah. Is God speaking to your heart? I pray you're not condemned He didn't come to condemn him. But he told that woman, that woman that was caught in adultery, he said, I condemn you no more. He said, but go and sin no more. I don't condemn you, but go and sin no more. I'm sure that woman will just want, Jesus didn't condemn me. Jesus didn't condemn me. Jesus didn't condemn me. Oh. He asked me not to sin no more. God, help me. Pray. Oh, help me not to sin. I don't want to sin. Do you want to move on in God? Or do you want to continue in this end time situation? Brethren, there's no time. God has told us. You cannot come by our own standards. We cannot come by our own way. Hallelujah. We cannot do a thing our own way. Jesus has an interest. Religious activities will not remove the spot or the wrinkle in our lives. No, wrinkles have to do with my way of life, my character, my behavior, and all. He said, whatsoever things are good, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there's anything worthy of emulation, those things that people talk good about, these are the things that we should look out for. Our lives, brethren, should be. He says, nobody lights a lantern and hides it under the bushel. Our life should be a light. You are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. We should be able to make an impact. My Christianity, is it making an impact? Do I have any fruit? Yes, you may have 30. You have 30. You have not arrived. You can make 60. If you have 60, you have not arrived. Look to 100. Hallelujah. Cares and worries. We're not saying you're not a Christian. You have a heart. Cares choke the word. Oh, you don't know what I'm going through. Jesus knows. Turn to him. Know that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Don't think of pleasing men. Men may be interested in you, but don't be satisfied with what men say about you. Be satisfied with what God says about you, because he looks at the heart. He doesn't see on the outward. He sees in the heart. He's moving and looking at our hearts. He knows everything about us in the heart. He knows your heart much more than you know it. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Only God knows it. He knows my heart. God, help me. Search my heart. Let God search out our hearts. He can help you. He can help me. We want to move from here. You have to move from where you are. God wants to jerk us. He wants to jerk me. He wants to annihilate my power so that I can move from here. You ask me, so what? You will know. You will know. You will know. You will know when God touches you. Your life will never be the same. Those things that have resisted you for a long time, God wants to take them away. The end time church must move forward. Okay, moving forward. What do you mean by moving forward? The end time church must become spiritual. We must begin to set our... The things of God, the things of spirit must become a priority, a first place in our lives. Hallelujah. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and every other thing. We can only know of God's abundance, of God's mercies, of God's goodness, brethren, if we throw ourselves on him and let him do it for us. That is why he has called us. We are in a precarious time, and we always say, time is running out. Time is running out. May God's Spirit impress it in my hand and in your heart, brethren, that there is no time no more. There's no time to play around. There's no time to play with religion. If God be God, serve him. If Baal be bad, let us serve him. Can we just bow our heads?